With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Presidential son Hunter Biden indicted again. This time it's on 9 tax-related charges. The indictment by a federal grand jury in California.
The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Congressional Republicans have also pursued an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, claiming he was engaged in an influence peddling scheme with his son. The House is expected to vote next week on formally authorizing the inquiry. I'm Norman Hall.
Taiwan says it kept a close eye on a Chinese spy balloon sent in its direction, along with a sizable number of military aircraft and naval vessels. Russian President Vladimir Putin, to no one's surprise, announcing that he will seek another 6-year term in office, which he is fully expected to win. Also at SRNnews.com, the nation's employers added 199,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate fell.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped from 3.9 to 3.7% in November. The figures are fresh signs the economy could achieve an elusive soft landing. Should that occur, inflation would return to the Federal Reserve's 2% target without causing a steep recession.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A 72-year-old man under arrest in Bakersfield, California. He was allegedly at the wheel of a pickup truck that struck and injured several people at a Christmas parade last evening. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 64 points, the Nasdaq 12 points higher. This is SRN News. Speaker of the House says America is engaged in a battle of worldviews.
Speaking to the National Association of Christian Lawmakers this week, Mike Johnson warned that younger people, quote, have no frame of reference to the great foundational truths. And if believers don't teach them, the country is lost. The Louisiana Republican says that conservative Christians need to get better at articulating what they believe, why they believe it, and why it is the best thing for the future of the republic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Court of Appeals of Indiana is considering a challenge to the state's abortion ban on grounds that it violates a religious freedom law. A suit filed by the ACLU and the group Jews for Choice makes the case that the ban imposes a specifically Christian view of abortion on all state residents. After a county judge ruled in favor of the plaintiffs last year, Indiana's attorney general appealed the decision. This is SRN News. A salmonella outbreak tied to tainted cantaloupe has now killed 8 people.
3 of the deaths are in the U.S. and 5 in Canada. In the U.S., at least 230 people are sick, 96 having been hospitalized since mid-November. Many of those who fell ill reported eating pre-cut cantaloupe sold in clamshell packages and trays. Salmonella can cause serious illness in young children, people over 65, and those with conditions that weaken their immune systems. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Houston voters will elect the oldest big city mayor in the U.S. this weekend, choosing between Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee and State Senator John Whitmire, 2 Democrats, both in their 70s. That's well above the median age of around 35 in the nation's 4th largest city. The choice between the two has frustrated some younger voters who say it's tough to connect with older candidates who might not share the same concerns. More details at SRNnews.com.